Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Wait a minute. Chad Hasty's out. It's Steve Evans.
It was lukewarm, and I ran down the hall to warm it up. Got me a fresh cup. Wasn't thinking about it. Now I'm in pain. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chad Hasty Show. Steve Evans hanging out with you this evening. Attention Deficit Friday, for sure. Started out that way. It's going to be that way. Is what it is. Housekeeping. Need to just warn you. Fair warning. Internet is not interneting today, folks. It is all over the place. I'm on three backups right now from the Southwest studios. Nick is touch and go whether he can even send me a message. He's mad. He's whining because he's trying to get his stuff done so that he's not up there all weekend getting his programming and all of the stuff that he has to do done. And he's having internet problems. I don't know what to do for you. So, we're subject to random outages, random outbursts, all kinds of random could happen, you know. It's a random show. Robert texting in right off the get-go. It says 5:05. That's how fast Robert texts in, and he hollers OS2. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Robert. Good to hear from you. 806-680-2790 on this Friday evening. Chad's got the evening off. I don't even know what he's doing. He was texting me some show prep ideas, though. That's unusual. He's like, almost like he was jealous. Like, there's a couple things you could talk about. Be fun. And we're not going to talk about those at all, just in case he's no, we're going to do them. It's good stuff. We're gonna talk about it. There's a few things. I was telling Nick slow news day, and it kind of is, but it's kind of not. So a few things to get into. Now, I want to rant. Is that okay? You guys love it when I rant. TSA can all just shove it. They can all go to hell. I'm telling you. Our local guys are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know most of them. I fly a lot. I'm in and out of the airports a lot. And we got pretty awesome TSA here. And we got some decent TSA guys up in Amarillo, if you're listening up there. Good friend of mine, veteran buddy, and his service dog, Zephyr, work at TSA. Stop and say hi. You'll see him. Black Golden Retriever. Good guy, Todd. Great people. But then there's George Bush, Houston Intercontinental Airport. And those people hate themselves. All those TSA employees wake up and they look in the mirror and they say, I hate you. And they believe it. They convince themselves that they hate themselves before they even go to work. I've never been treated so badly before. And I didn't do anything, you know? I don't. I mean, I hold my tongue when I'm in security line because they can make your life. They can ruin it. They can really make it rough for you, rougher than it already is. But I have heard, you would not believe some of the things I have heard come out of TSA employees' mouths at George Bush. To the tune of, hurry up, fatso, you're holding up the line. Move it, tubby. What are you looking at? Are you too stupid to go through line? I mean, things like this. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. And I'm standing there in astonishment. Now, because I fly a lot, yes, I'm that guy. I've got all of the bypass security things money can buy. Global entry, pre-check, clear. I've got all that stuff. I use it. And I'm willing to pay to look at you standing in line as I walk by. I'm kidding. I need to get on the plane. I got to move around a lot. But even that's not great. And so I'm in the last time I flew out of Intercontinental was not this shutdown. It was the previous one. Those people were mad. I mean, why don't they just stay home? Of course, we wouldn't have been able to get on the planes. I do commend them for showing up when they're not getting paid. They're going to get their back pay. But if my paycheck got held, I'm like, well, we're in a shutdown right now, Steve. This is why I don't work for a government entity subject to budgets. I work in the private sector. I'm going to get my paycheck. But even if boss called and's like, hey, you know, money's tight. We got to collect on a bunch of outstanding invoices. Can't afford to pay you. I need you to come to work. We're going to catch up your pay in a couple of months. It would be a problem for me. To the tune of I would probably go somewhere else to work. You know. But there is absolutely, I understand, this is what happens when you work for a government job, unfortunately. TSA has Tourette's? TSA has Tourette's, is that what it is? I don't think it's Tourette's, Robert. They're just mean. They're just rude. It's like they're mad that they're not getting their paycheck, and they're going to take it out on you, and they're going to let you know how upset they are and that it's a privilege for you to get to fly because they decided to come to work. That's what it's like. Very, very rude. And Houston's not the only one. It's just the worst. And I'm not kidding you, folks. When this kind of stuff, and it's even worse than that, it's stuff I can't even say on the air that I've heard them holler. And it's horrible. And there's nothing we can do about it except the airports, I think, could take over the security. Why wouldn't they do that? But you're talking about some people it's an entry-level job. It doesn't pay a whole lot. Starting out, I think some of them can work their way up to $20+ an hour. If you work for TSA and I'm offending you, it's not on purpose. If you're in the listening area, you're probably one of the good ones, one of the polite ones. But it's not my fault that you're not getting paid. I'm sorry. I don't get to pass the budget. It's not me. Call your congressman. Tell him how upset you are. I'm still the traveler. And without the traveler, you don't have a job at all. If you were to cut the air traffic in Intercontinental in half, they would shut down half of the security checkpoints. We wouldn't need you. And these are big security checkpoints. Remember me, folks, I'm getting videos sent to me, and I'm sure you've seen them on social media too, of people in line to go through security. I got one from somebody sent it from Austin, Texas. This has been like a week or two ago. People are out the door and down the sidewalk, down the road. It's astonishing. I've never, and again, I fly a lot. I've flown in a lot of foreign countries with pretty heavy security and a lot of lines. Never seen lines like that. And I haven't talked to anybody if the fast lanes, the ones you pay to get into for security, if those are backed up too. No idea. I need to fly to Houston in the near future, but I sure hope we make a deal. Now, I've got some news I'll get to on what Trump's trying to do with the TSA pay. But in any kind, aren't you in a service business? And the problem is you can't complain. Now, you can get their name. They're supposed to have their badge. You can get their name. You can report them, but I don't know that it does anything. I flew somewhere not long ago, and I was in Memphis. It was a Memphis airport, Memphis, Tennessee. And I had a last minute, I know better. I carry lemon lime electrolyte powder. I do. I carry it with me. I put it in my water bottles. And I buy it in bulk, so I have my little sealed container, and I usually put that in my check-on. I wasn't thinking, last minute, threw it in my backpack, go through security. I'm going to tell you right now, don't do that. They don't like powder. And they don't like powder that's green for some reason. So not only did my bag get flagged, and they were flagging an unusual amount of bags that day, and I was waiting, and I was not happy. Now, I was there early enough, no big deal. Wasn't going to miss the flight. All was good, but I'm standing there, and I'm waiting. And I took my belt off, and I'm holding my pants up, so I'm still standing there waiting. And the lady's taking her time, and so it was easily an extra 25 to 30 minutes after I'm through security for her to open my backpack and discover that this powder's there. And she does her is-it-going-to-blow-up test, and then she has to call the supervisor. I said, what are we doing here? She said, it's color. Got to do a color test on it now. I said, a color test? I've never seen this before. And finally, we get the angry supervisor that had to come out of his little cubicle off of his chair to do something. And he's not happy about that and gets out some fancy test and a bunch of vials and stuff. And then when I asked him what he's doing, he looks at me and says, I'm making sure you don't have what you're not supposed to have. I'm like, how does the test work? Oh, I can't tell you that. Well, Google can, so I'm sure you can. It's unbelievable. So don't take yellow powder in your backpack. Don't take any powder in your backpack. If it's sealed, you know, you can get the little single serve electrolyte supplement pouches you can dump in a water bottle. They don't mess with you too much on those, but I had a lot. I had a week's worth of powder in this container, and they weren't happy about it. So anyway, let's take a break. Back with more TSA news. Your thoughts, 806-680-2790 and more. Steve Evans hanging out with you. Back with the Chad Hasty Show in just a moment.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
After 98 years, we're still on the air. This is News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. 806-680-2790. If you'd like to send a message, love to hear from you. While we're ranting about TSA, they're awful, horrible. Not West Texas. It's like everybody in West Texas is just awesome anyway. You know, we're laid back over here. Everybody not in West Texas that works for TSA, I hate you. You're all jerks. You need to find another job. You're too angry. Can we get like, as part of the budget deal, can we get like a personality test or something? Like you have to be a certain personality. Was it a Robinson exam? There's a certain personality kind of exam you can take. We need people that are happy people. Certain kind of personality are prone to, how do I want to say this? Are prone to customer service. Is that the right word? They like people. They're polite. they can eat ramen when they don't get paid, you know, those kind of people. So what we need is that needs to be a starving college student job. They don't mind getting paid pennies and being nice. That's what we need. Particular kind of person. I don't know. I'm not sure I could do that job. You got people, and they have no sense of humor. Have you noticed that? You don't crack a joke. You certainly don't say, left my bomb at home today. They don't think that's funny. They don't think anything's funny. Every once in a great while, you get a polite one. And like the ones that check your ID, and they all do that, they rotate. But, you know, usually you can ask them an ID question. Ask them about a real ID. Hey, does my ID qualify for a real ID? Strike up a conversation with them. And then they're kind of personable. They're probably not right now. They're all angry right now. But they just, it's like they hate their job. If you hate your job, go do something else. And there's some other place to work besides the government entity. And NTSC, kind of the bottom of the barrel for a government job. Is there worse government jobs? 806-680-2790. Is there worse government jobs than TSA? I don't know. Maybe Amazon Prime drivers. I'm angry at them today. I'm furious at Amazon Prime, Nick. I'm mad at them. And go work for TSA for all I care. These guys, every single day, I get a lot of Amazon packages. I buy stuff on Amazon all the time. If I can't find it local, I'm buying it on Amazon. Every single day, these guys hurl the packages over my fence at my office if the gate's closed. If we're not there, if we've left, they hurl them over. I was working late last night. I even opened the front door and turned on the lights. I got that alert. Hey, your driver's 10 stops away. See him on the map. The driver was close. I turn on the lights. I open the door. Everything ready. They can walk in. Oh, no. They hurled it over the fence and took off. Yeah. But today, when it's a package I need, I'm waiting on it. It's some audio cables. I'm redoing some stuff. Trying to patch some stuff in. Make the Chad Hastie show sound better. Business is closed. I stepped out for a little bit. Business is closed. We couldn't hurl those over the fence. Oh, no. Suddenly we have a driver with a conscience. Oh, I hate you, Amazon people. I don't know what's... And it's those kind of jobs where you could really shine. You know, and maybe that's the problem. Is anybody that really shines at the customer service like jobs like that, they get promoted into management. You know? They get promoted. They find a better job. People want to hire them because they're nice and they're fun. And so we're just left with all the people that wake up in the morning and they look in the mirror and say, I hate you. Like the TSA that works at Intercontinental. There's probably some other cities out there that are horrible too. Like I can imagine every major airport in California, they probably all hate themselves. They're probably all a bunch of entitled jerks. They definitely wake up in the morning, they look in the mirror and they say, you're fabulous, or I hate you. It's one or the other in California. Nick, do you look in the mirror in the morning and say, you look fabulous? No, you don't do that. I kind of picture maybe you do that. You look great in that sweater. You don't do that in the morning? Do you do like the superhero pose? There's actually some science to back it up. You do the superhero pose for just a few seconds. You know, you just like Superman, you put your hands on your hips, you know, kind of stick your chest forward, turn, superhero pose. Look it up. It's a real thing. Yeah, I do it all the time. You have a better day. It builds confidence. Statistics, man. Got to look it up. 773 says, you know, the pay and benefits are good. If someone will work a job they hate. Amazon has a habit of delivering my packages to the Lubbock post office instead of the small town post office where our box is. The result is the post office then takes 7 to 10 days to get to the correct one. Or they do that. There's that post office cooperative thing. I don't understand this. UPS does it too. It's what's the name of it? It's a service where it goes halfway through DHL or UPS or FedEx, and then they utilize the local post office for the delivery. But the transition from the major carrier over to the post office seems like it takes a week. Anytime somebody ships something, they're trying to save some money somehow. Somebody ships something that Postal Service Direct, I don't know what, I can't remember what it's called. I could expect I'm never going to get it. I'm just never going to get there. It's going to be, I just forget about it. You don't need anything in a hurry. They're going to send it that way. And why they do that drives me crazy. It seems like it doesn't save any money. I've already got a UPS truck coming every day. Why are you sending something, that must be bare bones economy. I ordered something out of Australia the other day. And it went UPS Express, and it went all over the world. It went to the Philippines. It went to China. It went to Alaska. And I got it in like 4 days, total travel time. It was over a weekend, so I didn't expect, Sunday you take that. But it was like 4 days. It was so fast. Like, wow, way to go, Australia UPS. We can't get stuff, I can't send stuff across the state of Texas as fast as you did from Australia. That's pretty awesome. It actually got held up in China for a little bit. China. I can't not say it that way anymore. The Trump way. China. Got held up in China. I'm surprised. Didn't get held up forever. Oh, package going to U.S. Yeah, put that over in the bin over there, Eddie. That one's going to wait a little while. And it did. It stayed in China longer than the whole trip. But it was in the Philippines for 4 hours. Anyway. TSA employees hate themselves. That's the theme of this hour, Nick. TSA employees hate themselves. They don't wear sweaters. Or do they? I don't know if there's blue TSA sweaters or not. Maybe. What if they have to buy their own uniforms? We need to look at that. News and weather's next. And all it's going to tell you is it's blowing outside, folks. Back in a moment.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious, which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines. The ongoing rift between Attorney General Ken Paxton and Acting Controller Kelly Hancock could have a significant impact on the state's school choice voucher program and its March 31st application deadline. At the center of it, a lawsuit over whether Muslim private schools can be left out of the state's new voucher program. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, one of the featured speakers at CPAC today, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Grapevine. The governor talked about his efforts to keep what he calls radical Islam out of Texas. The conference continues through Saturday. Senator Ted Cruz is scheduled to be one of the speakers tomorrow. There are reports that two counties, New Mexico, want to be let into Texas' fold. The state select committee on governmental oversight has been tasked with exploring the possibilities of adding New Mexico's Lee and Roosevelt counties to our state. Thousands of Texans expected to turn out tomorrow for No Kings rallies. And majors tonight, the Houston Astros host the LA Angels. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel and Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FRENKEL firm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
South Plains weather forecast on this Friday. Temperatures in the middle to upper 50s. The wind will be gusty and temperatures will drop in the lower 40s. Wind decreases by Saturday with high temperatures in the middle 60s. And then temperatures by Sunday in the middle 80s after a morning low of 50 degrees on Sunday. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher. I'm meteorologist Ron Irmer. It's a Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Maloney with Your Money Now. Wall Street finished the week on a down note as concerns about Iran and oil prices remain. Dow Industrials fell 794 points to 45,167. NASDAQ was off 460. The S&P 500 down 108. Crude oil was on the rise today, up 5.5% at $99.62 a barrel. About 1.4 million tax filers are facing tax refund delays as the IRS phases out paper checks. The IRS notice, known as CP-53E, wants taxpayers for updated bank information to receive funds via direct deposit. An executive order from President Trump in March of last year required government agencies to shift to electronic payments. The International Olympic Committee passed a new policy that bans transgender women from participating in the Olympics, starting with the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. The IOC said that competing in any female category event is limited to biological females. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
If you've missed the Kim Komando Show, you've missed a lot.
It's really great talking to you. I've been a long-time reader and occasional listener.
What do you mean occasional listener? Would you ever, like, tell a woman, like, I love that dress and every once in a while I might kiss you?
You look really good in that.
America's digital goddess,
Kim Komando.
Kim Komando, Saturday afternoons from 2 till 4 on KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. 806-680-2790. I'd like to send a message. I want to do a shout out to my buddies. Yeah. Nick. No, that's not Nick. I want to do a shout out to a couple of jet jocks out there flying around, getting people home safe in the West Texas wind and all over the state. Mike and Scott out there flying around today in this weather. Mike and Scott, Scott and Mike. It depends on who's slinging the luggage as to which name goes first. Whoever's actually piloting and who's riding shotgun. Anyway, Mike and Scott, my boys out there flying today in this wind. Be safe. See you soon. All right. They're not having to deal with TSA. They fly little planes anyway. They can walk right around that stuff. Not even over there. It's the fun way to fly. Don't have to deal with the angry people. They can fly into Intercontinental without having to deal with any of that garbage. Any of the angry people that hate themselves, TSA. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting drive-by texts now. Well, it's them texting me. You'll hear it in about 30 seconds. Oh, my goodness. I don't even remember what I was ranting about. I was ranting about Amazon, wasn't I? Are we done with Amazon? Over those guys. Buy local. Just what I needed wasn't local. All right, so let's see. Trump is trying to help TSA out. Let me see if I can find the article I was looking at. Okay. President Trump signed an executive order today in order to pay TSA employees as soon as Monday after a deal sought to do the same stalled in Congress. They've been fighting it out, duking it out in Congress. I'm kind of getting tired of it. Earlier, House Speaker Mike Johnson rejected the Senate-passed bill to fund TSA and most of Homeland Security. House Republicans angry that Senate's measure didn't fund immigration and ICE, underfund ICE and Border Patrol. Well, Democrats refuse to fund without changes to immigration enforcement practices. They're just, all of them hold it hostage. Senators left town already since passing their bill early in the morning, so it would take time for them to return if the House passes a different measure than the one the Senate cleared. If they come back, they could be called back. White House said money to pay the TSA employees will come from the big tax cut bill Trump signed into law last year, which might have been your tax cuts, which funneled billions of dollars in extra funds to DHS, money that's kept immigration enforcement agents paid through the shutdown. Now, we had a TSA officer absentee rate. DHS reporting that the daily absentee rate for the TSA officers scheduled to work on Thursday reached 11.83%, the highest level since the DHS shutdown started on the 14th of February. Department says 33.6% the percent's important there, of scheduled officers miss work at JFK International in New York and 37.4% in Baltimore at Thurgood Marshall. I want to thank President Trump for his leadership and finding a way to pay our officers to end this chaos at our airports. TSA officers need to be confident they're going to keep getting paid before the delays will end. Before they come back to work? Is that the deal? Maybe they're just going to go get another job. I'm looking for a solution before I finish this. There's got to be a solution. There's got to be a way to let airports manage their own security. They would do it better. I don't know. Are we required to use TSA? I don't know how that works. I don't know how the laws work. Or if an airport can just say, we're going to employ better security or a better standard than TSA, maybe they can do that. I don't know. TSA is everywhere. It's in the airports. You can't even get on a train anymore without going through TSA. Right now, the officers have a lot of questions about what Trump's order will mean for them after Congress was unable to reach an agreement on Homeland Security funding. Former TSA officer Caleb Harmon Marshall said he now writes a travel newsletter called Gates Access, but he remains in contact with a bunch of current TSA officers and some who have recently quit during the shutdown. I think the traveling public could expect possibly a week or two of this to continue. Traveling public might give up. Back and forth about these decisions changing is confusing. The officers are possibly thinking, okay, we're getting paid or are we not getting paid? There's still so many questions. Officer said that the officers he talks to are hoping that they will finally get paid after struggling to pay their bills during the shutdown and accumulating debt and late fees and interest charges. You know, during the first shutdown, there were no-cost loans. I'm not saying this is an ideal situation, but if you're going to stay in a government job, you're going to have to look at options. Eventually, you're not going to get paid, right? It's the way things are going. There was low-cost loans. Or no, zero cost, zero interest loans they were making to get some of these officers through the hump until they got paid again. Then they just paid off the loan. Seems like that was a pretty good deal. They were basically still getting a paycheck. I'm not sure how widespread they were. And the thing that bothers me is you're dealing with the government, right? So Trump can say, hey, I'm going to sign this executive order. We want to get these guys paid. So that money gets allocated to that department. And then where does it go? Does it get where it's supposed to? This guy, well, we're going to pay half your paychecks because we need to pay some top level something or other. People riding the desk need to get paid. I mean, I don't know how that works. We need some TSA agents. We need some friendly TSA. I know one. I'll try to call him. We'll be back on next week. I'll try to call him and say, hey, are you getting paid now? Are you getting paid your full paycheck? Now, I don't know if that means back pay. Do they hold their back pay and just say, we're just going to start paying you from today forward? I don't know. I'm not sure how that works. But if it will reduce the lines and it will reduce the people that hate themselves when they get up to go to work, and it will make them nice when you try to go through George Bush, you know, we try to fly through IH and they don't start calling people fat and screaming at them and, you know, being rude to them, maybe. See. 232 texts in and says, please share that Hardin-Simmons University will feed TSA employees in our CAF to get through this. We're thankful for them. From Eric, president of HSU. Awesome. Awesome. So, hey, Hardin-Simmons will feed you if you're starving to death. And I appreciate that. There's things out there. If you want to work the government job, there's some benefits out there. Otherwise, go in the private sector. I would imagine that if you have security experience working for TSA, there's probably some pretty good options in the private sector. You want me to put your number out on the air, Eric? Let me know. He's sending me his number to put out. Let me know if you want me to put that out. I'll hold on that until you text me back. Let me know if you want me to put your number out here. We might get some contacting us. It's better if we have an email address or something they can contact you at. We'll take the break back to wrap up the hour when we come back with more Chad Hasty Show. Stick around.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. And take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Texas 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Wrapping up the hour. Steve Evans hanging out with you, 806-680-2790. Remember to text the show. Love to hear from you. In a tremendous act of kindness, this is what it's all about here, folks. Eric Bruntmeyer, the president of Hardin-Simmons University. You know, folks in the Abilene area or surrounding area, TSA employees, if you're hungry, give him a call. 325-232-5089. Again, 325-232-5089. or Eric Bruntmeyer, B-R-U-N-T, Eric.Bruntmeyer, B-R-U-N-T-M-Y-E-R at hsutx.edu. Reach out. They will feed you in their cafeteria. Help it out. I appreciate that so very much, Eric. That's what it's about. That's community helping. That raises morale. That's the thing, and that's the problem with it. We have the low absentee rate, and this is not a good place to work, you know. TSA officers, let's see, we did that one. The union officials, here's the other problem. We're gonna finish with this and wrap up the hour here. Johnny Jones, the Secretary Treasurer of the American Federation of Government Employees, woo, TSA Council 100, said it's a good thing if TSA agents start getting paid Monday, but it's important that Congress passes a more permanent bill, of course, that the entire Department of Homeland Security, not just TSA workers. I guess the action's good for the president. Shut up. Don't know if it's going to fix it. Morale may be, it may be, the damage may be done. I don't know. The problem is, and where's the other one? It's, here's the Democrat leaders. House Democrat leader, the evil Hakeem Jeffries. This guy needs to go away. He derided Republicans for failing to bring a vote on the Senate-passed bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. It doesn't matter. They're gonna complain about it. House Democrats are prepared to support the bill, which is why the House Republicans are not. This could end and should end today. Unless it's them in power, then they would hold it hostage too, said Jeffries at a press conference with other members of leadership. There is a bipartisan bill that has been sent over from the Senate that would reopen the non-controversial parts of the Department of Homeland Security. Why can we not fund the government? Why is it so hard? Why is it constantly continuing resolutions? Why can't they pass a balanced budget? Why is everything in the world? I mean, you know why. I'm just, you know, speaking rhetorically at this point, why is everything so politicized? Where Trump is having to use executive orders. It's a problem. It's so politicized that you hear things like, I have a pen and a phone and I'll use it. Well, I mean, they're kind of forced to. That's not the way government's supposed to work. Congress controls the purse. They need to fund the things that are supposed to be funded and not these. It just doesn't seem like a good way to do business to me, does it? Not a good way to fund things. We need balanced budgets, and we don't need to continue to fund the government. It's like, well, we'll kick the can down another 30 days down the road. I don't remember this happening when I was growing up. When we were learning about how government worked, it seemed like we didn't fund the government with continuing resolutions. Do y'all, any other Gen Xers out there remember that? Did we fund the government with continuing resolutions? I sure don't remember that. Seemed like they passed a budget. But now we just kick the can down the road. Kick the can. Oh, we got midterms coming up. Oh, we got the end of a new Congress coming. Well, we can't be seen by our constituents voting for anything that makes sense. We can't be seen negotiating with the other side of the aisle. So we just kick the can down the road. 946 says because we have to pay for the fraud. It just doesn't make sense. Put a budget out there. Look at the budget. Agree on the budget. Take some lessons from the Texas House. They're able to pass a budget. They pass a budget for 2 years. Oh, my goodness. We can't get a budget passed for 30 days in D.C., but Texas House can pass one for 2 years. Take some lessons. Oh, my goodness. And then we've got, you know, it's all talking points at this point. Is it you turn on Fox News, and you've got the speaker and the Republican team talking about how evil the Democrats are, and then you know you flip the channel and you've got Hakeem Jeffries, or you've got AOC, or you've got one of the Hakeem's the token Democrat right now. You've got them standing behind him, and they're screaming about how, well, you know, the Republicans are stalling this, and then the Republicans say the Democrats are stalling this. Senate's trying to get it done. Sometimes the House will shove it over to the Senate, and it's just, I don't know. Just kind of infuriated by it. Are you frustrated by it? 806-680-2790. Just pass a balanced budget, please. Just do that. Oh, scrolling through this, White House says that Trump's tax cut bill, I think we said this already, but his tax cut bill, big tax cut bill, is what he's going to fund. And I have problems with that, too. Why are we using, have we created a slush fund? Well, my tax cut bill, my tariffs, my this, my that, we're going to use that to pay with this. It's like we're creating new buckets of money. I'm going to do what Congress can't do and use this bucket of money I've created over here that I've saved all you taxpayers. Well, you haven't saved us anything unless you're going to write me a check. Big tax cut bill. It doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. And now we're going to take that and we're going to use that to pay this. Well, no, the budget is supposed to fund that, or the content. That's supposed to be funded out of this bucket of money in this part. But now we're going to blanket fund that. Does that mean that once they do fund it, that big bucket of money is going to get paid back? And what is that big bucket of money? Why does the president have buckets of money that he can do things with? It doesn't make any sense. If there's money somewhere, why is it not being used? And where is it coming from? What's it, Cornyn needs to go. What's that got to do with he's not the one. He did his job today. I don't know, Hollywood. You may not like him, but he did his job today. Cornyn's not the, but there's not one single problem out there. You'd almost say they all need to go. Every city just turn that. Good grief. Can you imagine what a dumpster fire? All seniority gone, all fresh, entire freshman DC. Everybody knew. Then the fourth branch of government would be powerful. You would have all the staff. Those are the ones that would run the town. Absolutely. Be careful what you wish for. I've always said if you're going to term limit the members in DC, you've got to term limit staff. Those of us where all the deals are made. These guys jockey to get these great chiefs of staff, these long-term experienced chiefs of staff that know how DC works. Boy, they know where all the back hallways are. They know where all the secret trap doors are and the ways to get around places. They know where all the meetings are. They're the ones that go whip some of the votes. They're the ones that make things happen. That's the fourth branch of government. Time for news and weather. It's the Chad Hastie Show on the Texas Town Square Media Network. Back with hour two of the program. I'm Steve Evans, hanging out with you this evening. 806-680-2790 is the number to reach the show. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
The station bringing you the news and talk of West Texas for over 98 years. Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO. The state, the nation, the world. From a Texas perspective. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Another car crash involving one of the greatest golfers ever. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Tiger Woods charged with DUI again.
After police in Florida say he struck a vehicle and rolled over his Land Rover on Friday, Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek says the crash occurred just after 2 p.m., not too far from Woods' home on Jupiter Island. He says when police arrived to the scene, the 50-year-old Woods showed signs of impairment.
They did do some in-depth roadside tests, and when it was determined, he was placed under arrest and taken to the Martin County Jail.
Woods was not injured. This is the third crash Woods has been involved in. The most recent came in 2021 when his car ran off a coastal road in Los Angeles, leading to multiple leg and ankle injuries.
Fox's Tony Genualdo. President Trump in Miami delivering remarks at an international economic conference. He also spoke about the strikes on Iran.
Tonight we're closer than ever to the rise of the Middle East that is finally free at last from Iranian terror, aggression, and nuclear blackmail. That's what's happened.
And the president said once the action in Iran ends, it will be time for Saudi Arabia and Israel to normalize relations.
And we hope all of the countries are going to be in the Abraham Accords. We have some very brave countries that did it, you know, years ago. They went in.
Meanwhile, the Iranian ambassador to the UN says Tehran has agreed to facilitate and expedite humanitarian aid through the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial waterway in the region. A test vote expected in the House this evening on a bill that would fund the TSA for 60 days. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries lays blame squarely on Republicans.
This is day 42 of the Trump Republican shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he'll not back any bill that strips funding from ICE and CBP. America's listening to Fox News.
Live local talk on Sundays, Reason, Religion, and Reality. Steve Evans and the Reason, Religion, and Reality crew are a panel of constitutionally minded, liberty-loving patriots covering topics from U.S. Supreme Court decisions, government actions across the spectrum, and attacks against the church. Reason, Religion, and Reality, Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO and the KFYO app.
Plains weather forecast on this Friday. Temperatures in the middle to upper 50s. The wind will be gusty and temperatures will drop in the lower 40s. Wind decreases by Saturday with high temperatures in the middle 60s. And then temperatures by Sunday in the middle 80s after a morning low of 50 degrees on Sunday. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher. I'm meteorologist Ron Ermitz in Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Wait a minute. Chad Hasty's out. It's Steve Evans.
Mean pride. Hey, welcome to Hour 2 of the Chad Hasty Show. Steve Evans hanging out with you this evening, 806-680-2790. To send a message, love to hear from you. Done ragging on TSA. I don't know. I have like another airport story. I feel like, so I don't think you'll remember this, Nick, but there's a guy named Craig Anton. He's an actor. He was on Mad TV. Do you ever watch Mad TV? You remember that? You might be too young for Mad TV. You would have been a little children when it was on. Very little children. Did you, in a smaller sweater, not quite as big a sweater as you wear now, much smaller sweater, a little children. But he did this bit. He came out and he had a shirt on. And he'd be like all sweaty. And it was, you know what I hate segment. You know what I hate? And so he would rag on something every show. And then he'd backpedal a little bit. They were hilarious. And I always identified with him. I'm like, you know what? That's me today. That's Craig. Bring Craig out, the know what I hate guy. And so that just, I feel like this has been a you know what I hate session on the Chad Hasty Show here today. That's what I think. But I had another airport story pulled. And so we need to talk about it because I'm not sure what's going on with this, but don't listen to this advice. The airports are sending out a message that says don't get here so early. You get there as early as you think you need to. Now, if you get there too early, they won't even check your bag in. If you're checking bags, you can't even, they'll say it's too early to check in bags. You're going to have to wait. Stories out of the AP says dad was right about getting to the airport early, but it turns out there's still such a thing as too early. Unless you just don't have anywhere to go, you know. Travelers panicked by scenes of never-ending lines at the airports. That's a good reason not to fly. Security checkpoints, frustrating tales of missed flights over the past few weeks are now showing up way before their departures. Way before. Some airports where the wait times have been manageable say those early birds are only adding to the misery. They're taking up the seating space, in some cases causing other passengers to get to their gate too late. I feel like they could modernize that system. Before I continue with this, they could modernize that system where you scan your boarding pass, or maybe you get like an appointment time at TSA, right? Based on when your flight leaves. So you go and you scan your boarding pass or something, and it says, and you can't come in security yet, you know, or we know based on scan in and scans out about how long it's taking. And so that way that doesn't happen. Now, it's hard for a lot of folks, unless you travel a lot in the listening area, to understand how this works, because you show up in Lubbock, Texas, Amarillo, Abilene, you show up at the small regional airports where we live. TSA, like the longest I think I've ever waited in Lubbock was 15 minutes, maybe. Most of the time, there is no line. There's like anymore, I see like 10 people. In fact, they actually made it a little slower with all the new scanners, the new X-ray machines that check your baggage. They really messed it up in Lubbock. It was neat. They remodeled the airport. All that was great. But then you have like, you go through the metal detector, you go through the body scanner, however you do it. And then you have to like go around this little stanchion and double back to get your bags. They create like this jam up of people. It's weird. It made it worse. It doesn't flow at all. But still, even all that, I think most of the time it's about 5 minutes. So it's hard to put in perspective unless you travel to the big airports. You're hitting DFW. Austin can even get pretty congested. You're hitting, God forbid, you fly into Georgia. But flying to Hobby, it's better, but it's still not great. Those big international airports, horrible. I can't imagine flying into Atlanta. I can't imagine. Atlanta, one of the busiest airports on the planet. I don't know what it would be like flying in there. And I flew out of Reagan 3 or 4 weeks ago. It hadn't gotten bad yet. That was all still working pretty good. And of course, all of the lines that you pay to get through TSA, those were almost empty, moving real quick. I don't know. I haven't flown in a few weeks. So it's hard to put that in perspective, like showing up, you know, and that's the thing. That's the problem you got to really pay attention to when you travel is you come out of a regional where it's really, really easy. You know, you spend 5 or 10 minutes in line checking your bag, checking into a plane, unless it's just really busy for some reason. You spend 5 or 10 minutes in security and you got time to go get a cup of coffee. You can go to Lubbock Airport. You can get the Big Lebowski over at the coffee shop. It's got like 6 shots in it. It's, you know. Yeah, you drink that thing and then you get on an airplane. You get in containment with a bunch of people while you're jicking on caffeine. You know, that's awesome. I want to know who thought that up. You know, they try to get me to get it every time I go in there too. You want to try the Big Lebowski? No, I don't. I'm not putting that on TikTok. That's not going to happen anyway. But you travel and you don't know that. You know, you come out of here and then you go into, you go to Houston, let's say, and you got to come back through George Bush. You don't know. It's not your airport. Maybe you don't travel a lot. And now all of a sudden you've got a 90 minute wait that you didn't plan for. You showed up an hour earlier, basically. Oh, get there an hour early. Well, you got to get there an hour early to check your bags, or 50 minutes, depends on the airport. And now all of a sudden you've missed your flight. And now you've got an extra body or two or three that are in the airport or in the service area that are tying up the ticket. And this is what they're talking about. They're tying up the ticket counters, or they're inside the security area and they're tying up, they're tying up the gate agents, or some airlines have got another set of customer service lanes for rebooking, things like that. They don't know how to manage it on the apps. I don't even talk to anybody. I do manage everything on the apps, but they don't know how to do that. And they compound the problem. And then you get the people to get there too early. So it does make a mess. Well, this is what they're talking about. So in Ohio, John Glenn International Airport, Columbus, another nightmare airport, warning passengers against arriving hours in advance. They even have a chart that says when to show up. 90 minutes before departure is all you need. That is not true. Airport says premature arrivers, Good grief. Reacting to the funding standoff at Capitol Hill that's creating crowded security checkpoints or making things worse by creating bottlenecks during peak times. I'm going to do it anyway. Arriving too early can actually create longer lines when we're open. Spacing out arrival times helps keep things moving smoothly for everyone when it works. It doesn't work in Houston, folks. Hollywood said road trip adventure has now moved to air flight. That's wild. Oh, it's an adventure. It's one of those things, if you're going to do air flight anymore, you just don't plan on getting back on time. You know, don't fly when you've got to, you know, if you've got to get to that wedding or got to get, don't fly. You drive, you know, not a good thing. It's you're rolling the dice. And then you start that. What'll make you freak out even worse is start looking at the percentages of routes, the standard routes that get canceled. And that, a lot of times they'll show you that. If you know where to look when you're booking the flight, it'll tell you, this route delayed 25% of the time. It's a little too much for me. I like 10, 12% because I'm going to be that 25% every time. Every time I'm in a hurry, I can't get there. Every time I could, you know, wouldn't bother me to get delayed and stay an extra day, my flight's right on time. That's how it always works out. Let's see. In some ways, the airport chaos is turning into a full circle moment for Airport Dad. The humorous TikTok and social media take on Dad, who always makes sure the family is out the door, parked through security, and positioned at the correct gate well before anyone else with the paper boarding passes in hand. That is not me. I couldn't get my family to the airport on time if I had to. I'm going to be up an hour early sitting in the car mad. That's what happens at our house. Just sitting in the car mad, waiting on everything. We're going to go when my wife ready to go. That's what we're going to do. Airline customers aren't laughing, at least right now. They're facing record wait times in a jumbled environment, modern American airport that can serve up assorted stresses and snafus on the best days. Amber Campbell said she missed a morning flight this week despite arriving at Baltimore International Airport more than 3 hours ahead of time, and she missed her flight. And they're saying don't show up at 90 minutes. It wouldn't have mattered. See, we noted several people in line with later afternoon flights. That's probably what hurt her. There was no organization or consideration for those of us that missed flights versus people with later flights. We missed our flight by 10 minutes. What's confusing for passengers is that it's hard to predict which airports will be plagued next by security lines spilling out of terminals. It's kind of moving. It's not every day. It's weird. Checkpoints in some places are beyond 2 hours. Government shutdown, blah, blah, blah. We all know that. Has ballooned checkpoint wait times beyond 2 hours at some major airports. Here we go. George Bush Intercontinental. Boy, they called that one out. It's become the biggest choke point for travelers with four-hour security lines and jerks that work there. Absolute nightmare. While standing in line, that snaked through the main terminal and spilled out of Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. Another one. Those are by far the worst-case scenarios. Many airports like the one in Ohio have been seeing wait times comparable with normal times. That's why airlines say best advice for passengers to check TSA wait times before their scheduled departure, if they update them. And they don't always. It's reminiscent of the days of panic buying during the early part of COVID-19 pandemic. It's human nature. You don't have control on what's going on at the airport. Sherry Botwin, a Philadelphia clinical social worker who counsels people about anxiety, she should just go at the airport and hang out. She could probably get a lot of clients. There's so much media attention about chaos at the airport, they might not trust when someone says, well, you don't need to come out early anymore. Oh, no. You're on your own. One commenter on this has made my points. It doesn't help that traveler tools use one of the tools travelers use is the MyTSA app, currently not working properly due to an ongoing partial shutdown. I don't understand why when we don't fund a certain area of government, that means that the app has to shut down too. It's not like someone's standing there feeding quarters into a machine to keep it going, and now they're not getting paid, so no one's feeding the quarters, so it stops. How does that work? It's an automated system. Why does it get turned off? It doesn't make any sense to me. We need to take a break. We'll do that. Quick break and back with more Chad Hastie Show. Got some Rand Paul news when we come back. Stick around.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas.
weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Did I mention I was mad at Amazon?
I think I did.
Like, oh, don't start that again. I was just looking at the tracking numbers and I just got mad all over again. I was talking to Nick about something during one of the breaks. It's power posing. He thinks I'm crazy. He absolutely thinks I'm crazy. It's a real thing. I don't remember if I thought I said it on the air, but maybe I didn't. I think I did. But anyway, we're going back to it for a second. Power posing builds confidence. It makes you feel better about yourself. It statistically changes. It's a life hack. It's a self-improvement technique. They've done studies on this. The Journal of Psychological Science. And there was a TED Talk that dealt with this. Go look it up. It's a real thing. I do it all the time. Power posing. So what I want to do, I don't know how we're going to flesh this out, but Nick and I are working on it. What I want to do is I want you to send your best power pose. You got to go figure out what it is. I call it the Superman pose or the superhero pose. Hands on your hip, turn slightly, you know, chest out, head up, power posing. We're going to figure out how to do this, and we're going to have a hashtag, or we're going to have somewhere. We're going to send this in. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be a contest. I don't know. We're going to figure it out because I'm back on next week, I think Thursday and Friday. We'll have it figured out maybe on Thursday. Maybe we'll do a mad dash for power pose. Don't start hitting the text line because it's weird how the pictures work there. But we're going to figure something out. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a giveaway or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out for the best power pose. So get ready for that. You can go ahead and start practicing. Instead of getting up and looking at yourself in the mirror, TSA, and saying, I hate you, do a power pose and say, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to have a great day. I do it all the time. It's very positive. Got to think positive, right? Who was it that said, you got to think like a winner, you're going to be a winner? Surround yourself with successful people and you'll be successful. Is that the deal? I don't know. Hollywood, I don't know. You could meet your next spouse at the airport, apply speed dating protocols. Now, I don't need another spouse. The one I have is just fine. She won't get in the truck. That's the biggest deal. We're always late. I'm ex-military. We're ready to go, you know. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. Not my wife. My wife is going to come out when she's good and ready, and she's going to blame it on everybody else. It's the kids. The kids took forever. The kids are sitting behind me. They're ready to go. The dog's sitting on the center console wondering where you're at. We're ready to go. We've been sitting here for 10. Oh, well, I had to turn off all the lights. You don't turn off lights. I turn off lights. It's always something. She's probably listening right now, too. Oh, she's out helping me around running errands for me while I'm playing on the radio. Rand Paul in the news. I don't know how I feel about this. There's like 20 stories about it. They all say the same thing. He's thinking about running for president, considering a presidential run. He told CBS Sunday Morning he was considering a run. He says, I don't know yet. And the same kind of tweets are coming out. One came out today. So I don't know yet. Maybe they know something we don't know. We're thinking about it. I would say 50-50. We'll make a decision before the election. CBS Sunday tweeting out. Can I still say tweet? I can't say Xing. They're Xing out. They're tweeting out. He's considering a presidential run in 28 and believes he might be able to link the libertarian wing with the business wing to counter GOP populist. We're thinking about it. He said, I would say 50-50. And they've got an interview. Oh, I just clicked a link and I shouldn't have. It says, uh-oh. They've got an interview that airs, I think, this coming Sunday. That's what they're tweeting out. You can watch that. Paul's been critical of the Trump administration on some issues, specifically with the ongoing war. I'm going to call it conflict. No declaration of war there. I'm going to call it the ongoing conflict in Iran. The constitutional separation of war powers is not just some notion that belongs in our history books. Well, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, have you read a history book? It's a vital part of our Democrat Republic. Oh, I'm not. My wife's texting me. I'm not even going to look at it. He said it was. Yeah, I don't know. It might. My phone might blow up. He said it was a founding father's intent to only give war powers to Congress. Giving Congress the power to declare war was meant to prevent one person from committing the nation to war. When the nation goes to war, it should be a collective decision with clear rationale for war articulated, and it just ends there. You know, how do you feel about it? And, you know, Ron Paul ran three times. And he ran as an independent once, and we're talking about his dad, and then as a Republican twice. I don't know. Is Rand Paul electable? There's a group out there that loves the rock throwing. I mean, you remember what did they call the Ron Paul, the Romulans? Remember the Romulans, the Ron Paul followers? Some of them were a little crazy. Very libertarian thinking. And Rand Paul, for the most part, a pretty conservative guy, but is he electable? I don't know. I worry that we're going to have this big old deep bench dumpster fire of a primary like we always do, with a debate stage with 42 people standing up there trying to figure out, and I don't know, is Vance the guy? I don't know. But they're going to start lining up. They're going to start shaking all that stuff out pretty soon. A Rand Paul presidency would be interesting. Who would you pair him with? 806-680-2790. Who would you pair him as a vice president with? That I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. Rand Paul for 28. So is he going to run as a Republican? I bet he does. I bet he does. I bet he tries to create this libertarian-Republican connection. That's exactly what he's going to do if he runs. All right, time for news and weather. My clock's messed up. I'm going to try to set the time here. My show clock's not working right. It's just like, says we're already at break. News and weather's next, and we'll be right back with more Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas, because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
claims the rift between a Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Acting Controller Kelly Hancock could have a big impact on the state's school choice voucher program and the March 31st application deadline. At the middle of it, a lawsuit over whether Muslim private schools can be left out of the state's voucher program. Governor Abbott criticizes voters in the state's big cities during his appearance at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Grapevine. Governor Abbott says large blue cities are seeing an encroachment of socialism. CPAC wraps up Saturday. Senator Ted Cruz will be one of the speakers. Facebook's parent company, Meta, ready to drop $10 billion on a new data center development in El Paso. The company would buy up more than 1,000 acres of land in the city. A Russian man being accused of a $400 million Medicare fraud scheme, according to the Texas Department of Insurance. TDI says the man was living in Houston when he allegedly created a fake medical equipment company to bill Medicare plans using stolen patient and doctor info. With your Texas News Headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how do they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or a weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Cars for kids. Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free and you'll be helping kids in our communities. Carsforkids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. Carsforkids.org picks up vehicles in any condition and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
Top Links weather forecast on this Friday. Temperatures in the middle to upper 50s. The wind will be gusty and temperatures will drop in the lower 40s. Wind decreases by Saturday. High temperatures in the middle 60s. And then temperatures by Sunday in the middle 80s after a morning low of 50 degrees on Sunday. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher. I'm meteorologist Ron Irvin. It's a Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYU.
This is Gordon Deal. Join me for America's First News weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Now, their success depends on your decision to spend money with them or with their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk, they would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs like I do. And because of you, they had a record-breaking year. And because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they have now been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines in helping to prevent veteran suicide. And your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn, made-in-America flags for your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you choose to support American jobs. And with the money that the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So for everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust, and God bless America.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Texas 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Steve Evans hanging out with you this evening. 806-680-2790 is a number to reach the show. You have to send us a message. Hollywood says a Rand Paul Joe Biden ticket. I don't think that works. Is Biden even, I don't think that man can dress himself at this point. He can't change his own diaper. Trump plays Texas Hold'em with the Senate endorsement. I mean, one time he said he was going to endorse and whoever he endorsed, the other should just drop out. Remember that? That upset a lot of Texans. That's not how we do things here, Mr. President. That's you don't pick who we vote for. That's not how that works. The MAGA faithful, as the MAGA faithful gather for another day of CPAC in Grapevine, they are openly celebrating what they believe is tantamount to major midterm victories. Keeping Donald Trump from endorsing John Cornyn ahead of May's primary runoff, MAGA world has taken a victory lap, a fresh comfort in the receipts, a lack of significant spending in polling so far, not only by Cornyn's campaign, but also to the NRSC and One Nation, the Senate Leadership Fund, aligned a nonprofit. It amounts to a pattern the MAGA cohort reads as a Washington making peace with a matchup between the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, their anointed candidate, and the Democrat State Rep James Tallarico. And I've got some theories about this race. I've aired them out before. Yeah, you're not going to like them. The grassroots stood in the breach and said a resounding no to Cornyn. Steve Bannon, who has framed Paxton's bid for the nomination as a battle for MAGA soul. This is a Politico article, by the way. Politico polling and spending indicates that the Republican D.C. establishment reluctantly concurs. This could be the victory that empowers MAGA through the midterms. Paxton, though, hasn't rested his case. He traveled to Mar-a-Lago last Friday for a Palm Beach County GOP dinner and was spotted speaking to Trump himself, according to three sources familiar. Trump and Paxton were on the patio, one source added, with another saying that the two discussed the runoff. It was a positive meeting, and yet another person, a Paxton spokesperson, declined to comment. It's the latest sign of a fierce and feverish effort to keep Trump from endorsing Cornyn. Even when all signs pointed to a Cornyn endorsement following the longtime senator showing in the primary, MAGA faithful kept pressing for Paxton. Now they're optimistic their guy can come out on top. They're still taking shots at Cornyn every chance they get. The Cornyn endorsement looks dead, but it's Trump, so it's never certain. A person close to the White House said Cornyn sealed his fate by carrying Mitch McConnell's water on a ridiculous gun-grabbing bill a while back. No one thought he would be dumb enough to run for re-election after that, but here we are. Now, Trump may not give an endorsement at all, or if he does, he may endorse Paxton after the SAVE Act debate is in the Senate is over. It's kind of what he's been working on. Three sources tell Politico. Nothing is dead, and a source familiar with the president's thinking. It's all just stasis at the moment. It's looking like he may not endorse at all, but it doesn't seem like he's made his mind up yet. The endorsement equation in Texas amid the SAVE Act saga is still very much vexing Trump, according to five Republicans in and around the White House. The president, who will not be in attendance at this year's CPAC, is being patient in trying to extract a policy win. Trump isn't going to endorse against Cornyn while the Save America Act is still being debated. So for now, I think he stays out. But if Thune files cloture and Paxton continues to lead in every poll, then I could see him endorsing Paxton. No question Paxton wins if Trump stays out, though. Every Republican who spoke to Politico cautioned that Trump could change his mind at any moment. Well, we know that. It's still early for the runoff, they said, with election days still nearly 2 months away, but the deadline for a candidate to drop off the ballot passed last week. Oh, they're in it. And if you remember, didn't Paxton say that if they would suspend or end the filibuster and pass the SAVE Act, that he would drop out? And that the filibuster argument is, that's a whole nother argument. I could talk for hours on that. That is scary. Let's see. One person familiar told Politico the Senate Leadership Fund and the NRSC aren't spending in order to conserve resources, not because they are throwing in the towel. The campaign will be spending soon, a Cornyn spokesperson said. Ken Paxton said he needed $20 million to win this primary. He's barely raised a quarter of that. Cornyn campaign senior advisor Matt McCowiak said his professional failures and indefensible personal conduct made GOP donors and Texas primary voters deeply uncomfortable. We have a plan to win this race. We're executing it. Ken Paxton is, and we are executing it. Ken Paxton is busy whining and hiding. One of Trump's top campaign hands, who works as a senior advisor for ProCorn and Super PAC Texas for conservative majority, said the runoff boils down to a resource equation. The question remains the same. Does the GOP want to spend $150 to $200 million holding what should be a safe seat and giving up other opportunities to gain an advantage? Joanne Rodriguez, a spokesperson from the NRSC, said it's been very clear that the fight to protect President Trump's Senate majority should not be fought in Texas, and Cornyn is the only candidate who ensures that doesn't happen. When it comes to money, Republicans are planning for MAGA Inc. to be responsible for resources needed in a general election if it's Ken Paxton, according to two operatives briefed on strategy. One cautioned planning is probably more hoping. On the sidelines of CPAC, where bedazzled and sequined conservatives gathered for the base annual pep rally, the overwhelming feeling was that most Texas GOP primary voters had already made their minds up, and a Trump endorsement in either direction wouldn't make that much of a difference. Some attendees viewed Trump's silence as a nudge towards Paxton. Texas, we're done. Gregorio Hayes, a Paxton supporter and Republican running for Congress in Jasmine Crockett's district. It's already showing, even the polling, Cornyn doesn't want to do what Texans want and Paxton does. Friday night, CPAC attendees will hear from Paxton, whose headline in the conference is Reagan Dinner. Cornyn isn't planning to attend. It's an opportunity to be able to share your vision and basically sell yourself to the crowd, the Texas crowd, CPAC host organizer told Politico. So Ken Paxton agreed to come. Is a very high CPAC rating. We've invited Cornyn, so we're still open. The invitation is open for him to come. It's going to be an interesting race, and I think we have to look at it as, does Tallarico have a chance? And we're going to have to pick the person that can put the biggest fight up against Tallarico if he does. Democrats are going to pour money into that race. They want to take a Senate seat out. They will pour money into that race. They will try to draw the moderate vote that Cornyn has enjoyed and what's kept him safe for a number of cycles. They're going to try to pull that vote. And that's their play, no doubt. It's going to take a lot of money to do it. But they'll raise it. A little bit nervous about that race. We'll take the break. Back to wrap up the show and the day and the week into the weekend when we come back. Just a moment.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, "Yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back."
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Local events, newsmakers, and information, it's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise OBK on Monday,
Ambassador Naj will be calling in, talking about what world events are going on. Also, he's written an op-ed in the Avalanche Journal. We'll talk about that.
I got a rewind on the sports over the weekend with Ryan Hyatt, the proprietor of TheRaiderland.com. And in the meantime, do me a favor.
You have yourself a blessed day. This is Shannon Bream. Join me for Fox News Sunday as we sit down with a diverse and dynamic group of guests featuring interviews with political, business, and public affairs newsmakers from the U.S. and abroad. All part of the Sunday political block from Fox News Radio. Fox News Sunday.
Every Sunday evening from 5 to 6, right here on your home for the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
All right, if you find yourself, you're one of those people trapped in those horrible timeshares, and it's almost and feels almost impossible to get out of this. Now, that is why the only timeshare exit company that I endorse, they've been with us over a decade, I love this family-owned business, is LoneStarTransfer.com. They treat you with respect. They tell you the truth. They create a customized exit plan for your specific situation. And then lastly, their team will execute it all start to finish with professionalism, and they guarantee results. No more stress. You get peace of mind. Call my friends at Lone Star Transfer today. Now call now. It's 833-594-0075. And get your free case review. That's 833-594-0075. Or check them out on the web at LoneStarTransfer.com. Tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. As gas prices rise, there are little changes that you can make at the pump that can stretch your fuel and dollars a little further. According to experts, you can start by changing the way you drive and making sure that your tires are properly inflated. The U.S. Department of Energy says properly inflated tires can improve gas mileage by about 3% and avoid rapid acceleration and braking, and drive slower or use cruise control and limiting the time your car idles. That includes not switching off your automatic start stop ignition if you have it. You can improve efficiency by making sure you're not using roof racks or bike racks when you don't need them, and eliminate unnecessary weight you might be dragging around in your trunk or truck bed. And you can also save by carpooling with others. Also, try to be mindful about combining errands so you're not making unnecessary trips. You can also use apps like Gas Buddy, Waze, and AAA to find cheaper gas at nearby stations. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Don't miss the weekend with me, Michael Brown, every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 on the station bringing you the news and talk of West Texas for over 97 years. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Hey, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. 806-680-2790. Put those last-minute messages in before the weekend. Well, in the state of Texas, all across the state of Texas, tomorrow are the county Republican Party and the Senate district conventions. All happening everywhere. They happen on the fourth Saturday of March every other year. So the entire state is doing them all at the same time. So in every county, Republican Party will be hosting their convention, electing their delegates to go on to the state convention. Now, if you want to go, it's too late. I should have already been preparing. They've elected those delegates at the precinct conventions, and all of that is in gear. So you pretty much know where every Republican will be, every party involved party Republican will be tomorrow. So during their conventions, I got about 7.5 minutes. We're going to do a shotgun blast. It's all different kinds of things that I didn't get to. There's number one, Tiger Woods arrested on DUI charge in Florida. Are you surprised? After a rollover crash. So this could have been a lot worse. It's pretty bad. He was arrested for driving under the influence and appearing to cause a crash in Florida, which resulted in the vehicle rolling over. Sheriff confirmed at a press conference he was traveling at a high rate of speed when he collided with another. Lucky he didn't kill anybody. Collided into another car, resulting in his vehicle rolling over onto the driver's side. Woods appeared to have exited the vehicle by crawling out of the passenger side. They said he exemplified signs of impairment, blew triple zeros for alcohol, but refused the urine test. He was charged with DUI, property damage, and refusal to submit a test. He could get charged with refusing to submit. I wouldn't submit to the roadside test either. All misdemeanor charges. No one was injured. He was alone in the car, crawled out of the passenger seat after the crash. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. In our Shotgun blast. Johnson accuses Democrats of taking government hostage over crazy immigration agenda. He rejected the radical Senate DHS bill, vowing House Republicans won't fund any plan that halts criminal deportations. He chastised the congressional Democrats today, saying the Republicans will not be part of an effort to reopen America's borders and stop the deportation of illegal immigrants. He held a two-hour conference call with House Republicans Friday, saying they were all united in the party's position to fully fund the DHS to end the partial government shutdown that has injected chaos into air travel. They've taken hostage the funding processes of the government so they can impose a radical agenda on the American people, he told reporters of the Senate Democrats. Senate Democrats have foisted upon this appropriations process a radical, crazy agenda. We call it crazy because that's what it is. They want to reopen the borders. They want to stop the deportation of dangerous criminal aliens. We have to do these basic functions of government. Of course, today the Senate advanced a bill to fund much of DHS except for U.S. Immigration and ICE and U.S. Border Patrol. The only thing standing between ending this chaos or not are House Republicans. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said it's a bipartisan bill that emerged from the Senate with uniform support and Democrat support, and it should be brought to the floor immediately so we can pay TSA agents. Trump took care of that. Moving on, and let's see, where is the, there's an article out there. Trump is, he actually supports the House Republicans rejecting this. He didn't like the Senate version either, so he assisted in rejecting it. Let's see, war with Iran, you know what's going on. He says, Trump says the Middle East is closer than ever to being free of Iran in a speech that he made today. Joe Rogan and Dave Smith speak out about how Trump's war broke his coalition, could head the country right back to the Democrats. It's an interesting article. Go out there and look for it. The race against time to destroy Iran's illicit nuclear weapons program heats up amid fresh strikes. Just make a glass factory out of them. Get the women and children out of there. Make a glass factory. Government shutdown. We've done it. And let's see. Over here in Texas, the Hunt County Commissioners, they passed a resolution this week denying approval for a subdivision plat application for the proposed subdivision connected to the East Plano Islamic Center, EPIC, called the Meadow, formerly known as EPIC City. The proposal involves 402 acres in Hunt and Collin counties and would house a mosque, a K-12 school, residential units, and retail facilities. Residents expressed dissatisfaction during the meeting regarding the different elements of the planning by EPIC, citing state investigations and possible violations. On March 10th, Ken Paxton sent a letter to the Collin County Commissioner's Court stating, I am advised that to date you have refused to approve EPIC City Council requested plat application due to its multiple deficiencies and the insufficiency of information provided. The letter detailed the OEG's ongoing investigation into EPIC, and EPIC City developers have also allegedly funneled a significant amount of the funds to their own pockets. The OEG's letter concludes, I advise you that the troubling issues underlying EPIC outlined above reference lawsuit should be considered in a reasonable basis to use all lawful means at your disposal to deny efforts to further develop EPIC City in Collin County. Let's see, what else we got? Fort Bend County judge stripped of signing authority after money laundering conviction. Uh-oh. Following a felony conviction in Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George, the County Commissioner's Court reassigned the judge's signing authority and voted to designate Commissioner Grady Prestige as the presiding officer should George be found ineligible to serve. Last week, a jury found him guilty on felony counts of money laundering and tampering with his campaign finance reports. But his sentencing will not take place until June 16th, leaving his status as a chief executive officer of Fort Bend County in limbo. Just resign and make it easier on everybody. County officials convicted of a felony must be removed from office under Texas law, but the charges are not final until sentencing. Resign, please. Governor Greg Abbott's office has notified the county auditor that 27 state grants, which include funds for a victim services program, law enforcement, cybersecurity, have been paused since George's authority to serve as the official signing agent for the county is uncertain. Resign. It's just that easy. Make everybody's life easier. Trump replaced his fancy White House pens with Sharpies. Nothing there. Not even going to go down that road. Nothing there. All right. That wraps up my hot 8 minutes of final segment. You can go in to the weekend knowing that you are informed. Did I mention that I'm really upset at Amazon? Did I mention that? Get your power pose pictures ready. We're going to figure something out. Nick and I are going to work on it. We'll put something together. There'll be something. We're a place where you can send them. We want to see those power pose. They work, folks. Try it. Look in the mirror and say, it's going to be a great day instead of I hate you. And then you don't have to be a TSA employee. Enjoyed being with you today. Always do. I think I'm coming back next week. I haven't been fired yet. I think I'm coming back next week, Thursday and Friday. Is that right, Nick? Nick keeps the schedule for us all, keeps us all under control. I'll be back next week on the Chad Hasty Show. Always fun. Go out and enjoy your county conventions tomorrow. I'm Steve Evans. This is the Chad Hasty Show on the Texas Town Square Media Network. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Expect to see me now anytime. When you're in my arms, I'll be fine.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.